DW.
I'm in a taxi heading into the hills above Beirut. I'm going to the genetics lab and seed bank where Lebanon's famous cedars are being studied and restored.
About cedars, what's happening?
Dr. Magna Daguerre-Carat is a plant geneticist here at St. Joseph University on a pine-covered campus gazing down on coastal urban sprawl. She's also the co-founder of a Lebanese NGO called Lubnan Juzur, Living Roots. Tell me about what you're doing here. You're studying the genetics of cedars.
Yes, cedars and also juniper.
Cedrus Lebani is their logo, but restoration of forest ecosystems is what Juzur Lubnan's project is all about. High and low elevation stands of pine, spruce, juniper, apple, pear, and almond, and the animals that spread their seeds are what Dr. Carat and her colleagues aim to recreate.
Deforestation is not just about planting cedars or one kind of tree. We would like to have a forest, and forest is not composed of one single species. So we are trying to recreate the community that was living in these mountains.
Once a continuous carpet up and down its mountainous spine, Lebanon's forests have been exploited since the days of the Phoenicians. Today, all that remains are a dozen fragmented islands, threatened by livestock grazing and climate change. The key to restoring them is their genetic diversity.
We believe that a population of trees that had a high genetic diversity, that means that it has also a high potential to adapt to whatever change will occur in the environment.
Dr. Carat takes me to her lab, where she and her students are pinpointing the DNA sequences that make native Cedrus Lebani so different from its Cypriot, Italian, North African, and Himalayan cousins, and so adapted to Lebanon's climate.
So we bring the leaves, and we just green them here with the liquid nitrogen. We extract DNA, and then we amplify this DNA. We are targeting this sequence.
Dr. Carat's lab is also identifying mammals like red fox, gray wolf, and golden jackal that spread seeds, and that will have to be reintroduced if restored ecosystems are to function. So will microbe-rich soils Dr. Carat and her students are digging up in biodiverse islands up and down the country. Genetics work complete, they'll set out to rebuild forest ecosystems from the ground up, reconnecting them so genes can flow, helping trees migrate to higher, cooler elevations where their cones are adapted to release seeds.
Cedars are trying to cope by living at higher altitude, by migrating, but we have what we call the migration lag, because the trees cannot move very fast like animals do. So that's why we are doing the assisted migration. We are helping cedars to grow higher in altitude. So this is our seed bank.
And it's kind of a little chilly in here.
Hello.
Dr. Carat takes me to a seed bank run by her students in partnership with the NGO Juzur Lubnan. Anthony is one of them.
We do a process called ex situ conservation. We take samples, seeds or plant parts. We conserve them outside of their natural habitat.
The first step is cleaning the seeds. Dozens are either stored or germinated to learn how they sprout best.
This is a Cedrus seedling, Cedrus Lebani. This is from a seed we have germinated here inside the lab. Now this seedling is ready to be put back in its natural habitat.
Optimal germination protocols in hand, Juzur Lubnan is recruiting commercial nurseries to grow seedlings in the thousands. Juzur Lubnan buys them and plants them up in the mountains. Green thumbs around the world are being invited to adopt a cedar online. 40,000 have been planted over the past 4 years with support from the European Union. Where are we going?
To the top of the mountain in Ain Majdalain.
Tony Shaheen manages Juzur Lubnan's forest restoration project. Above the town of Jizin, Tony tends a hillside of cedar and pine seedlings. A guard post sits on this windy ridge. We're in South Lebanon, Hezbollah country, Today, their post is deserted.
And actually, we are friends because they help us in this project.
Tony and the guys from Hezbollah get along. Hezbollah forces watch over seedlings now and plant some themselves.
Here we are in the plantation site. So here you can see the planted seedlings protected with individual fence.
Before seedlings could be planted, the Lebanese army had to be called in to remove landmines from Lebanon's 15-year civil war and Israel's 2006 invasion of South Lebanon. Doing so involved removing a meter of topsoil.
Now, this terrain has been cleared of mines. I'm presuming that we can walk freely down here.
Yes, here you can walk.
Seedlings on demined land had a tough time, continually buried by rubble from mine-cleared topsoil. But most are doing well.
We are happy that the cedar seedlings are growing here. So here are growing because we are irrigating them. We have almost 90% of survival rate.
Not surprisingly, the seedlings that do best have the best genetics.
Here we are at around 1,500 meters. So the seed source are from the same altitude. They can adapt fast and in a healthy way.
When you talk to local villagers and municipal leaders and the members of Hezbollah who are patrolling this area and you tell them you're trying to reforest the area with cedars, what kind of reaction do you get?
Wow, can you give me some trees to plant them around my house, around my station, around... So they want to help.
The Lebanese people are proud of their famous cedars. They're also famously fractious. Driving back to Beirut, Tony describes the challenge of securing buy-in for his forest work among key stakeholders in Shia, Sunni, Druze, and Christian communities.
In my work, I had to visit all the villages in Lebanon. South, North, Mecca, and Beirut, and everywhere. It's different when I talk with Jassim Meir, because he's Shiite, and he talked about religion, about God, about Quran. You have to respect, you have to say, yes, you are right. But my aim was to talk about a new project. About reforestation.
For Tony Shaheen, the cultural diversity of the Lebanese people and the genetic diversity of their forests go hand in hand. Both are a source of strength.
All people are living in this ecosystem. And if the ecosystem is damaged, all will be affected by this damage. So we cannot be against or with. We have all be with ecosystem and helping the ecosystem.
For DW, I'm David Kattenberg.
DW.